All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
By the way,
what?
I want your opinion on my headgear today, which was purchased when Michigan State played Ed Belfour and Tony Herkus in North Dakota for the NCAA championship at Joe Louis Arena in 1987. Michigan State hockey hat. Did you go to Munn a lot when you were there?
No.
Okay.
Mike.
I know hockey's
you
got to
let that. But the problem, look, I'm not going to do a topic on this.
I know.
Mike, the brim. That's the issue. Okay. What did you do to that thing?
I don't know. I'm so old.
It's in a perfect triangle. Who brims their hat that way? That's sociopathic behavior.
Well, it's probably in style in 87.
Were we all coked up when you brimmed it?
And probably. Just started... It was a great weekend. You know.
Jeez. That was right in your coke phase, wasn't it?
It's pretty close.
When was the wedding that you did all the blow at?
Oh, it might have been after that. I don't know.
Okay.
It was around
that
time. Can't
imagine how pure it was back then, huh?
Yeah. Well, it was also the weekend, the next day, because I had friends coming in from out of town. We went to that, and then we went to the Silver Dome the next day to watch WrestleMania 3. So it was a great, great weekend.
All right. Well,
I wasn't in my coke phase because it was after Lenny died.
Okay.
When Lenny died, I changed.
Got it. All right. That's good. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
All right. So you brim that sober.
Yes.
Terrible. So listen. No one's more qualified than you to answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, not what will happen, it's about what should happen. I want you, the godfather of sports radio, a man with a near 40 years in the Metro Detroit area. Tell me two things.
Yes.
A, has this town ever been softer? And B, I want to know who should, without even a debate, who should be fired in this town? Because I feel like people here have lost the ability to just say the words, I want to move on from X.
Well, to answer your second question first, the answer is Troy Weaver.
I mean,
I think that's, you said who should be fired first.
That's it?
Yeah, right now.
Monty Williams.
After 1 year?
Lalonde.
I'm going to wait to see how the season, as John would say, plays out.
Stoney letting it play out. All right, so
year two play out. I'm pretty patient. I mean, I was one of those who thought Rich Rod deserved another year. Okay, so I'm pretty patient when it comes to
coaching. So you're
telling
me the only guy in this town is Troy Weaver?
Right now, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
So answer the first question. Mm-hmm. In your 40 years in this town, what has happened to us?
Well, I think it's kind of age. You get patient. You don't get as, I don't know, knee-jerky, so to speak. Because when we started talk radio, I mean, we wanted to fire Wayne Fonts, and they were like, 9-7. You know, get rid of Wayne.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing. But I think over the years, because we've seen so much crap, that we're kind of like, when it's bad but not crap, like, Marinelli and all that stuff. And look, I was the one who said that Phil Garner in public, if they don't win a game this weekend, should be fired. Was it after the opening? It was the first six games of the season.
Oh, I like it. Good for you.
Oh, yeah. That was one of my one claim to fame. Monday morning, Phil Garner should be fired. And that was a Friday after the home opener and whatever.
So I want to ask the question to other people.
Yeah.
Look, you guys are this is your town. It's these are your teams. Tell me. I mean, Stoney says the only guy right now that really should be fired is Troy Weaver, and yet he seems Teflon. He's going to run another draft. He has $65 million in cap space.
Well, there's a whole different reason for that. That's because you have an owner who basically doesn't appear to care, unless when it comes to writing a check for a guy that he might have heard his name.
Okay.
And that means Monty Williams.
Kenny, I know you and I are like-minded here. I think Derek Lalonde should be discussed. I think you could have discussed.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I said.
For Kenny and I, it was roughly 7 to 10 days ago. I would have fired him. I would have fired him with 15 games to go in the season and said, you know what? We're not doing this. We're not letting you take the ship down. And even if it's not totally your fault, we're going to try to energize the room. We're going to try to turn this around, which is something in hockey that happens.
I think, and I'm not giving you an excuse, if the complete meltdown occurred with Larkin in the lineup, I think that would have happened, or at least would have been discussed.
Oh, look what you did now. Look at Kenny's face.
It would have been discussed.
So what? So what? Everybody loses players. Everybody has injuries. I understand that.
But the guy who is making that decision is the guy who provided them with this roster that going into this season, many of us didn't think was going to make the playoffs anyway.
And I understand that. But as a head coach, your job is to rally the troops. And if you can't do it when one of your leaders goes down, I'm sorry. That's not good enough.
Well, look, like I said, if they don't make the playoffs, I'd have no problem if he's gone.
You're giving him the last 9 games.
Yes. I mean, because you're not going to bring in Tortorella has a job. You know, these coaches, you're going to promote Alex Tanguay or Bob Bugner. That's going to all of a sudden turn it around.
I think my problem with all of it is all of these decisions are Yzerman. No one ever just picks up the phone and criticizes Yzerman. You got one of the older teams in the league. None of the guys you're drafting are really playing. You're in a collapse. You're going to miss the playoffs again. And it's like, if it takes you 6 years to make the playoffs, then you're not special.
Correct.
That's really what it comes down to.
Look, I know people hate this. I think Ken Holland is correct. It does take almost a decade to turn from complete crap, which he left it at, to a Stanley Cup championship contender.
All right, that's a worse opinion than what you told me about
in
the commercial
not.
Break. I believe it is.
I don't think so.
I don't want to do this where it's, hold on, do you want to do like a battle royale of bad opinions? We can do it.
Yeah.
Because what you told me about, there should be that opinion
right.
was so bad by your boy
I know.
That there should be a plaque in this building with it on it.
I know. But no, seriously, to get from, I mean, look at teams, the team he's on now, Edmonton, with all these great draft picks they had, how long it took them to get to where you can even consider
right, but
them
that's a bad game. Organization.
But they had great players.
Hold on. You're a Sixers fan.
Yes.
Plenty of great players have come through there.
Yeah.
Plenty of god-awful rebuilds, right?
Yeah, because they drafted idiots like Ben Simmons.
So it doesn't take 10 years if you're not a malfeasant boob.
But in hockey, it does.
I disagree.
Donnie, did you just reference the team that Ken Holland moved to the team that takes 10? I wonder why that's going so well, huh?
Well, yeah, that's the last few years because he can't get a goal.
Sign Duncan Keith.
No,
what?
I get that. But you look at most of these teams, when they're crap to now I'm taking Vegas and the expansion teams out of the equation, okay? When they are complete crap lottery teams, number one lottery, or there should be, to being a great team, that does take close between 8 to 10 years. It does.
I have
hockey.
To say it.
Now,
I got to do it.
No.
Because you changed the rules. See, you got sneaky.
What?
That's like a parenting move you just pulled. Us up for a fail.
Well, Seattle and Vegas?
No, nobody said great. We're asking to make the playoffs.
No, I said that's different. I said for to make the playoffs is 6 years is no excuse. You're gone. If he can't make the playoffs next year, he should be fired.
There we go. Yzerman. Now,
yes.
Now we're getting
you are
somewhere.
Listening. I was talking about to get to crap to be a Stanley Cup contender.
Fair. It could take 6 years.
I think it takes longer to be a contender. If you can't make the playoffs in 6 years, that's your problem.
And that's what we're staring down the barrel of a gun with here.
Right.
And nobody wants to talk about it.
I agree.
It's like the same thing with the Tigers. How many years am I supposed to wait? Like, these are real. Like, if you're out there and, like, your dad is a baseball fan, you know, I don't know. If you're my age, how many years does dad have left? Like, these teams just kick the can down the road. It's years of our lives.
I know. My father saw the Phillies win the pennant in 1950. They lost. Had not won a World Series. And finally, in 1980, when he was 53 years old, he saw his first Phillies championship.
Tigers are what, 40 years from a title?
And we'll be celebrating that this year at Comerica Park. I won't. Bits. I know.
I mean, it's just, it's more like it's a decade of being irrelevant. And here we were this offseason. And they just went, we have plenty of time. Yeah, just going
to,
you know.
Well, that's why I said both these franchises under Illich, they should change the nickname of the team to the future. Because that's all they want to do is
that's
look to
where,
the future.
Would it, let me ask a question here. Because the Lions delivered on the promise of hope in a way that no other team in this town has recently. If you're a fan out there, what is your frustration quotient with these other teams? Now, please don't tell me, well, I just don't care any. No, hold on. You're listening to a sports radio show, and you do care. But, like, the Tigers and the Wings, to me, have largely been given a free pass. The Pistons, I do think, have approached a place of apathy that very few professional franchises have ever achieved.
They've been in they've had their apathy spell before, though. Like, after, you know, before Grant hit between the Bad Boys and the
Judd Bushler era.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. You know, Mark Macon, that was a great clubs they had back then. You know, and people, they didn't care at all. And then when they got good and they saw something building, people cared.
But like for instance, when does optimism turn to frustration? Like, I'm frustrated with the Red Wings. We have gone a month ago. We were excited. This was
We should be frustrated.
This is the delivery on the promise of improvement. I'm frustrated, and it's turning to anger with the Wings. I'm flat out angry with the Tigers. I'm angry. I'm angry at 10 years of irrelevance. I'm angry at this Moneyball approach. And it's like, I hope they're good. I'm desperate to have good baseball in this town.
I think with the Tigers, I know you hate the people hate the word patience, but with Scott Harris, because he's only had one draft and you have to give him time. You know, at least I think for a guy to completely.
Did it take time to draft Wyatt Langford? Did it take time to sign Matt Chapman?
That was bad decisions. Well, it might be bad decisions, but we'll find it.
Yes. The point I'm making is he can have all the time he wants. Right. And by all accounts, he's a very good baseball man. But Mike, time is the one non-negotiable in our life. Like, it just, why is there no urgency in this town by anyone? Like, how can you be Tom Gores? I don't care how detached you are. I don't care if he doesn't know what day it is. How can you not have an urgency to fix this?
Well, a lot of, with the Lions, we always said, you know, Mr. Ford, he didn't know what he was doing and all that stuff. Maybe so. But all it took was hiring the right person. And a lot of that's luck, and a lot of that is, you know, bad luck. So Sheila, who I, for some reason, if you remember, I thought she was going to be good because she suffered as a kid fan. I mean, not suffering, obviously. She was born wealthy and all that stuff. But she sat in the press box.
Lions fans.
Yes, every Sunday and just was hating crap. You know what I mean? Hating it. And I thought that that would get to her, and she finally hired the right person. They got lucky in the Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell thing, as opposed to her father, who went outside the box and went Matt Millen, didn't work. And okay, it didn't work. Let's give him an extension.
Right. Let's go out to dinner and do an extension.
Right.
I just think there should be a massive amount of frustration with three of the four teams.
I think people are frustrated a lot, and they should be. And I also think the difference is where you and I grew up. Okay. The Yankees, okay, if they don't win a World Series for 10 years, even if they're really, really good and make the playoffs every year, people are going crazy.
I want the whole front office broomed up.
I know.
Don't you get it?
I do get it.
We haven't been to the World Series since 2009, and that's an international crime.
Right.
I want the Yankees turned into Interpol. We haven't made the World Series in 15 years. It's a disgrace.
Now, in Philly, this should, you know, go to your argument about Lalonde. Is in 1980, the Phillies fired their manager during the season. Dallas Green took over. They won the World Series. A couple years ago, they fired Girardi, promoted the coach, and they went to the World Series. So it does work. But yes, in the Northeast corridor of the United States of America, when it comes to sports, and particularly Philly, New York, and Boston, they have no patience. And whether that's right or wrong is up to you, but that's what we grew up
with. And that's what I want to talk to the people about. You know, what is the appropriate level of patience for these three teams? Look, the Lions are the Lions. I think they're built right. They're going to be good. Any issues we have, that's just fans. We're talking about moves and different things. These other three teams, and I mean, it is number one with a bullet, is this Iser plan stuff. Sony, it looks like they're missing the playoffs. This is going to be one of the great collapses they've ever had.
Pretty much.
We will be in the year six with not a playoff berth.
Right. And then the flip side of that is people, and this isn't me per se, but looking at, okay, you looked at 2 years from now, you got two really good young goalies in Kosa and the kid from Michigan State, Augustine. You got three really good young defensemen in Sider, Evanson, and the kid from Sweden. But who's going to score? They're going to have the same problem the Tigers are having, putting the puck in the net because DeBrincat's a front runner.
All right, and there we go. A little slander right there. Your phone calls, some texts. We're going to play Stump the Stony later in the hour. Lots to do on a Friday, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brock Wright has signed with the Fighting Rico Beards.
Yes, the 49ers.
Now Lions will have 5 days to match. What are the terms? I haven't seen any terms yet. I like Brock Wright.
I know.
I always feel like Brock Wright out of nowhere comes up with a big catch.
Yes, he does. A game against the Jets 2 years ago was one of them.
And wasn't it him in the Rams game?
Yes, I believe it was.
Everybody went one way, he went the other. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I said, it's just interesting. You don't see RFA signings.
No. Because usually they're exaggerated contracts, so people don't want to match it. And so they don't even bother.
One other draft note. I wanted to ask you about this because I have defended the whole, oh my God, J.J. McCarthy. And I'm like, guys, it's simple. It doesn't matter whether you think he's a top 10 pick. Teams need quarterbacks.
Correct.
So the guy that had been forgotten was Michael Penix. And I go, all right, he's, you know, blown his knee out twice. He's also old enough to get an afternoon discount at the movies. But he's a really good, like, the difference is J.J. is projection, Penix is production.
Correct.
Did you see the reports coming out of Penix's pro day now?
Yeah, they were really good.
Oh, now one NFL GM says Penix is absolutely a first rounder.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my question. Do you think, and I know we're like 27 days from the draft, do you think that could help the Lions with where they're picking at 29?
Yes.
You're getting a team to dip back in. Like my Giants. What if my Giants come calling? You know, there's no one at 29 you would need to be married to.
No, but let's say they take either Neighbors or I even saw some mock draft. I don't know if it's the one we're going to talk about later, where there's another wide receiver that somehow slips to them. You get them and you have Penix available? Absolutely.
The question is, do you think we will see six quarterbacks in the first round? You got the big three plus JJ, who's big three light. That's four. Bo Nix is five. Penix would be six.
I don't know about you. I'd rather have Penix than Bo Nix, but maybe that's just me, even though the injury's concerned. Bo Nix, just there's something about him I'm just not comfortable with drafting him in the first round. But
yeah, I have no argument. But again, if you don't have a quarterback,
right, I know.
How do you go to your owner? And your answer at quarterback is Kenny Pickett.
Like, yes.
You just
or Jared Stidham.
Right. You this is, and it's how mistakes get made. The smartest thing Brad Holmes has ever said is when you draft for need, that's when you make mistakes.
Yeah.
And he's right. So where are the most mistakes made? Quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Desperation. Need. I need this player, knowing he's not as good as the players around him.
Right.
Would I ever take J.J. McCarthy ahead of Marvin Harrison Jr.? No. But if I need a quarterback.
Right.
That's why I wouldn't be upset if the Giants took him. I don't care where you played. I'd draft Satan.
Right, I know. Because you make sense.
I'm tired of my dad being sad. I need to win games.
Your dad's seen how many Super Bowl championships?
Sony, revert to the part where you said where we come from.
I know.
2011 is a long time ago.
I know.
Since 2011, I have a boat picture, and I've got a fake playoff win against the Vikings. That's it.
I get it.
It's time to win.
I know.
Kenneth, texts.
Just made me think 2008 for me with the Red Wings. That's real real great.
But, Kenny, the difference is you are frustrated.
Yes.
Yes.
And nobody can say you're not knowledgeable about hockey. They can't say, well, you're not a hockey guy. You are a hockey elite. You've had enough. Guys, think about it. When the bar rings, when the puck rings off the crossbar with a minute to go against the Pens from Lidstrom, 09, Game 7. From that moment, how much joy in 15 years have you really gotten as a Wings fan?
None.
Yet, here we are, and it's blasphemous to be frustrated with the Iser plane.
We should be frustrated.
We're all frustrated. But it's free pass
Kenny, let me ask you this. With their next three games against the Panthers, the Lightning on the road, and the Rangers at home, I believe that's the next three. Oof. Realistically, how many points?
At this point, they'd be lucky to get two.
Okay.
At this point.
Because I said I'd be happy with three.
The problem.
I'd be thrilled with three.
Yeah, three would be they would play. The problem with this team is, in the last month, they're not losing hard-fought hockey games.
Right.
They are getting murdered.
Right. They've played two really, you consider two good games in this latest streak, and that was at Vegas. I thought they played well in that game and lost, and the game against Nashville where they
Yeah, and if we're all honest about it, they should have lost to the Blue Jackets.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, you got a kicked puck. You got a miracle goal with 10 seconds left.
Right.
God bless. You're going to need a few
of
those.
Yes.
But there wasn't feel-good vibes.
I know, against a very bad team.
But they have a cannon, Kenny.
Yes, they do.
I'm sorry. I always say, Kenny hates when I say that. Go ahead.
Malone should 100% be fired for mismanagement. Petrie still dressing. Sprong was scratched. Enough is enough.
And these are, but here's the problem. You can be mad at Malone. You can be mad at the player. How about who signs their checks?
Right.
You know, Steve Yzerman thought it was a good idea to bring these players together. How many players, I mean, Kenny, I'm not mad at you, but when I say this, how many players have you ended up bitching about this year? A dozen. Those are Stevie's guys.
Right. I'm not a Petrie guy either, but would you rather, I mean.
He skates like Kenny.
Hull, I mean, Hull was horrible for a good period of the season. So pick your poison.
I mean, you're picking between getting shot or getting stabbed. So there's no good option.
It's basically poop or urine. You know, that's what it is.
All right. Well, then why don't you line up the guy who set the bathroom up?
Yes.
That's Yzerman. Yzerman literally said, I am good dressing both of these corpses. He paid him.
Right. Now, would they have brought Evanson up a little earlier if he didn't have the hairline fracture? Probably. Would that have made a difference? I doubt it.
I think it might have. I mean, things. It's like Javi Baez. What could possibly be? How do you get worse?
Who's that? True.
Exactly.
It's Harvey.
You're right, right. Harvey Baez.
Oh. Harvey. Just get it right. Let's go over to Tyler, 97.1. Ty, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, what's going on, guys? You all right?
Yeah, we're good, pal. What's on your mind?
Hey, I don't follow hockey that much, so I'm going to just label the three guys that I think in order who's failed in the city the longest. I'm going to start, obviously, with Troy Weaver, total failure. We can all see it. Number two, I'd have to go with Chris Illich. I mean, I saw him on TV yesterday. I thought it was the biggest joke. Not only has he failed the city for the District Detroit, but, I mean, it's just, it's going to be the longest rebuild in the city, and without question.
Which team?
Yeah, I was going to say which one.
Which one?
I'm going to go with the Tigers.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a joke.
Tyler, I'm with you, and I am fine. It is a business. I understand these are real estate plays. Owners, hey, you're going to make your money. But, man, if there's no urgency, all right, I think Tyler just got hit by a garbage can. If there's no urgency, you'll never get me to understand it. But, hey, they gave us crazy puffs at the park, so I guess it's all okay. Why? Like, I view it, this is when the Tigers are good, this town has a romance with this team, we'll put 2 million people through the gates.
Yeah.
Tell me again how spending money doesn't make money. I'm not asking the Tigers to have a top 10 payroll.
It's a major premise of my life.
League.
In this business.
League
to
average.
Spend to make.
Why would we ever? Kenneth. You know what? Time out. I'm going to be timely. I don't want to see Kenny panic. We have a lot of things to do.
Yes, we do.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I think the average listener cruising around right now agrees. It has to do with the games last night. So I want to let Stoney tell his truth. And then I'm going to back him on this because he's right. And I don't know who is winning. I don't know who is served by this.
Now, in my morning show days, there was no way I could do it because I had to get up at 4:30 in the morning. But I was kind of looking forward to, you know, and I did it on Sunday night as well, watching the NCAA tournament and watching the late games. I got to tell you something. The fact that the games, one started a little after 10. I think the other one started around 9:45 was the second game, or maybe even later than that. I don't know. I can't keep track. I kept flipping back and forth. I had a hard time from nodding off during, even though it was a great game, the Iowa State-Illinois game, or, you know, it was exciting. These games are too late, and I don't give a rat's ass about all the West Coast. Maybe that's part of it.
You realize 75% of America lives east of the Mississippi?
Yes. I mean,
to hell with the West Coast.
Seriously, why the hell are people forced, if you want to watch a game, so, well, forced might not be the correct word, but if you're going to watch a game, that you have to stay up till almost 1 o'clock in the freaking morning. On a, now, okay, some people were off on Good Friday, but for a lot of people, it's a work day. And if, like, it was one of my, if, like, Michigan State was playing, it wouldn't even be, of course, I'm going to stay up and watch. Or somebody I'm going to talk about on for work. But no, just for the average casual fan, your bracket, you're checking your bracket, you can wait till you wake up in the morning.
Look,
okay? It's ridiculous. And I just sitting there going, I said to Mike, I said, I don't want to come off looking like old guy here, but God.
And what did I say to you? I was going to take your hand and support you.
I know.
Because I had a bet on the Illinois game and I went to bed.
Wow.
I couldn't stay up for the last 11 minutes of the game. It was already 12:15. I was exhausted. I'm going, you know what?
Right.
F it. I'm done. Like, who does this serve? I'm with you. It's like, what fan tonight? Now, it's bad enough games on Friday nights.
Right.
Who's staying up to 1 in the morning to watch Creighton in Tennessee?
I know.
Is Stoney old? Are we old guy or are we smart guys?
Now, on
I don't feel like we're crazy for this, Kenneth.
Now,
I don't.
Now, tonight is different because most people are off on Saturday, so you might be out and about watching it at a bar or at home or whatever. But last night made no sense, and the previous Sunday made little sense because games were starting at 10:30, 10:45, and things like that.
I can't do it.
And how about the fact of the matter is that the Boston region started later than the Los Angeles region?
Now, Paul, you're staring at us with a very judgmental look on your face, and I'm not comfortable with it.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just I said something to Kenny, and then he immediately threw the mic in front of me. He said, you have to say this on the air.
So, please.
Apparently, it's a hot take. Not only I agree with what you're saying, but I'll go as far as to say college basketball is a terrible product right now.
Oh, there's no question.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's part of it. Well, yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's nothing interesting to watch about these games. There's no good players. None of these guys are going to transition into NBA.
You can file that take. That's as bold as saying the sky is blue right now.
Yeah.
No, Paul, it's not a hot take. The sport, like, you know what has really turned me off? Last night, you're watching this, and what player is it? I want to make sure I get this right. It's J.C. Horn for NC State. He's on his fourth score.
What?
Like, or I'm watching, God, I mean, it's like, oh, this guy started his career here, went here, now he's here. I'm like, does anyone just go to school anymore?
No. And where's their degree going to be from if they do graduate?
Wendy's University. Right. I got nothing for you.
Speaking of which, AJ Store in the portal today.
Yeah, I've heard, air quotes. You could see potentially a seven-figure bag to Illinois for him. I'm just telling you.
Maybe he just wants to play with Brad Underwood, who took off his shirt in the locker room yesterday.
a sight to behold. I just, no, Paul, I think there's multiple things at play with college hoops. What I'm not going to see, here's, God, I don't want to start a war here. What I'm not going to go along with is this whole, like, hot take, woke take of like, oh, the women's tournament is better. Stop. If you enjoy it, God bless. One sport's played above the rim, the others played below the rim.
Now,
does the women's game have more stars? Yes, you got Caitlin Clark, Paige Buchers. You got Cardoza for South Carolina.
You got Kim Mulkey in her costume.
Yeah, Juju Watson or whatever her name is.
She's great. Angel Reese, yes.
But do I find it enjoyable to watch? Absolutely not. Men's basketball's problem is the player movement is ridiculous. You don't have stars, and here's the hot take. Steph Curry ruined basketball at both levels.
Too many threes.
Steph Curry's ruined it. Like, Grand Canyon versus Alabama on Sunday, that wasn't a good basketball game.
No. Did you hear what Barkley said about that? He called Grand Canyon the dumbest team he's ever seen. They didn't call one play in the second half.
Pretty much. It was a bad facsimile of AAU basketball.
Yeah.
Look at the Bama-North Carolina game last night. That's not even basketball at a certain point.
No.
So, Paul, you're not wrong. It's a bad product. And here's the other problem.
But put a bad product on at a more watchable time.
But why? How much longer? See, this is the issue. College football and basketball are dying in real time in my world. For me, how much longer are we going to go with zero rules? Like, if a player wants to transfer, I don't have a problem.
Right.
You're homesick. You made a bad decision. Your coach is a bleep hole. But that's once.
Right.
You get one.
Yes.
We have players going to 3 and 4 schools.
It's ridiculous. Now, look, things will change because the COVID year is going to be gone. That's number one. And, you know, you can say what you want about him all you want. But the Harbaugh, well, he said it, he was right. One free one, and after that, you got to sit out.
I have no issue with it.
I mean, it makes sense. That way, you know, you can actually go to class before you play. And you probably aren't going to transfer as much.
I understand that largely the love affair I had with college sports was an illusion. I know that. But there was something to it that those players walked the same halls as you.
Correct.
And had some value in the place you chose to go to school. Like,
right.
There was a level of, hey, that's my guy.
Yeah, look, when you went to a school, okay? And when I went to American, we were a better team than we are even now because we were in a Patriot League now. We were in the same league with St. Joe's, Temple, LaSalle. So it was pretty good basketball back
Stoney's
then.
Big Five memories coming up at 4:15.
But, you know, I could do bong hits with the player on my team, Calvin Brown and Boo Bowers. I could, you know, we could hang out. Now you're hanging out with these guys. He's going to a different school to hang.
Here's the other one that kills me too, guys. Why is the transfer portal open before the season's over in both college football and basketball?
I know.
What? It's just, Paul, I'm with you.
I do think it's funny that Stoney relates the greatness of college sports by bong hit relatability.
That's right. Right. Like, hey, Roberto, are we creating a Boo Bowers memory segment? I got to Google who the hell that is. 248-539-9797. But, Paul, you're not
wrong. Westfield, New Jersey.
I am watching it. Part of it is my responsibilities with the podcast and what I do for a living.
Right.
But am I getting the enjoyment out of it that I've gotten in years past? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah. And when you talk about the time, I remember, people are going to find this hard to believe.
Boo Bowers.
That the semifinals used to be Thursday night. And the finals was on Saturday.
When was that? Like 1973?
A little after that, but
I'm going to have to strike that opinion down.
Yes.
I like Final Four Saturday night and title Monday night.
I do too. I'm just saying it's all changed.
Boo Bowers.
Russell Boo Bowers.
All right. This is where Roberto has procured the... I just can't get enough of the Stoney drops. Mm. It is... Key numbers.
Yes.
This week in the world of sports and potentially some directed at Mr. The Godfather, brought to you by Speaker City, Michael Stone.
That is correct. So opening day yesterday, right?
Mm.
So let me start with this one. Now, not exactly did not happen this week, but it's opening day related. I just thought it was a really cool fact, whether you can guess it or not, but I just think it's hilarious. Here we go.
All right.
$973 million.
Can I make a guess?
Sure.
What the Dodgers spent this offseason on players?
No. $973 million.
Well, they spent $700 on Otani. They just dropped $150 on Will Smith. All right. Oh.
Close. Okay.
Hey, I'll just leave. All right. I'll go do the sound check. Somebody else.
How many people watched Otani and the Dodgers play the Padres in Korea?
I said $973 million.
Oh, dollars. I'm sorry.
Let's go to Paul. Hold on, Kenny. You want to go first?
We'll go to Paul first.
I always feel like Paul has something to say and he doesn't want to share it. Paul, share with the class.
Is it the number Otani actually owes the bookie?
Oh. Okay. We did not come to you for that.
How about the composite payroll of everybody's opening day rosters?
Close. $973 million is how much money teams paid players not to play baseball last season because they were on the injured list.
Holy hell. We call that the Anthony Rendon plan.
I had to put that on there because it was just that.
Wow.
That blew my mind.
Okay. We're off to a good start. All right. Let's go to number two.
All right. Next one.
This is where you talk. It's live radio.
14 in the third. 14 in the third on opening day.
Oh, Diamondbacks, Rockies. The Diamondbacks scored 14 runs.
Yes. In the third inning versus the Rockies.
And here's the best
part.
Franchise
record.
Every player had a hit except their best player, Corbin Carroll.
Wow. Oh, he's a bum.
Right. Let's keep it going.
All right, here we go.
I got one. I can retire now.
Five straight.
I think I got this one too.
Go ahead.
Do you guys want to guess? I don't want to take the fun.
I'm gonna guess. Okay.
Go.
How many times the Red Wings have lost in Raleigh, North Carolina, to the Hurricanes?
This is about opening day, Mike.
Oh.
It's okay. We'll come back to you, Kenny.
I'm going to guess the Tigers have lost five straight opening days until this year.
Over to Paul.
I think Kenny's right. I think it's five straight opening day losses for the Tigers.
You ready for my guess? Five straight opening days that Tyler O'Neill has gone deep.
That is correct.
I did see that.
Yes. I can leave now. Yes.
Roberto, you went from too hard to too easy.
No. It's just in prep for opening.
I just
got to
get wax out of my ears and remember that it's opening day.
Right. Stoney's guessing. Oh, the GDP of Molly. Stoney, it's opening day. All right. Let's try it again.
Opening day.
Okay.
Boo Bowers.
When I
Boo
say
Bowers.
Him up, I'm telling you.
1950. First time since 1950.
Paul has just flipped off Roberto. All right, let's start with Kenny, Sully, or Stoney, mull over. What do you got?
Is this the D-bet? Nobody has scored this many runs in an opening day game since 1950?
I'll give you that. The Yankees... yesterday was their largest opening day comeback win since 1950.
Because they were down 4-0.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Soto made the throw. All right.
One and done. Juan Soto.
All right. Yeah, nice rotation I got in the Bronx. Real exciting stuff. All right.
Put Garrett Cole on that money list for next year.
The wounds are still fresh. Go ahead, Roberto.
All right.
Opening day. By the numbers.
10 years.
This is still opening day 10 years.
10 years.
It's Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball. 10 years.
Related.
Opening day. Paul and Kenny are arguing. The microphone just bounced off Paul's skull. All right. Go ahead, Paulie.
Is it how long it feels Javi Baez has been here?
Okay. What are you, Don Rickles?
I'll give you a hint. Ten years since there was no complete game on opening day?
No, I'll say 9 figures, 10 years.
The deal Will Smith signed?
That is correct. A 10 years, 150 mil extension.
But did you see he's only getting paid $400,000 a year for 10 years.
Oh, and then he gets the deferred?
And the deferred money.
The Bobby Bonilla slash Max Scherzer deal?
After.
I love that.
By the way, nice league you got. The Dodgers have openly just said, F it. We're going to circumvent every rule.
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
This last one I'm going to give you guys, not so much a, well, it is by the numbers because it does have a number involved, but this is more of a trivia for both of you guys. All right. Thought this was good. Only six Major League Baseball teams have a state name in their team name. What six are they?
Okay.
Florida Marlins.
New York Yankees.
New York Mets.
That's three. Arizona Diamondbacks would be four.
Texas Rangers. Yep. I think we just became best friends.
And the Minnesota Twins is six.
Anybody say Colorado?
No, that would be seven.
Well, I gave you two New Yorkers.
Yeah, so that's true.
You liar.
So it's 17, well, you're a liar. 17, six states.
You lied by the numbers. Paul,
it's the Miami Marlins now, though.
Oh, that's why I wasn't on here.
See, he's more good than point. Just jokes. He's the ombudsman.
Oh,
that's right.
Paul Sarah. Point.
What a powerful man.
Well, we got
man.
Them all, so.
He is the research and development department of 97.1.
You don't
the
get penalized if you have too many. You get penalized if you don't
it's
have enough.
It's penalized. Why do people like you say that word that way?
I don't know. I think I might have changed when I moved
penalized
here.
Penalized? It's penalized.
It's a penal colony. It's not a penal
the California penal system. Is that what Rick Vaughn was?
As Heather would say, it's a summer penis, not a summer penis.
Oh. Kenny, it's probably time for you to hit a button. And that is by the numbers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.